wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go and see the stars.
Diego.
Alisa.
For the fourth time, you're on the Bombtastic Podcast.
It feels amazing.
So you've been on four times. This is your fourth time, actually.
But, oh, yeah. I'm getting the hang of it.
Yeah. The first one, you were on number 30 of the Bombtastic Podcast, Dirty 30 episode. And then you were on number 40, Roasting Crickets. And then number 53, Black Sands of Dallas, where, like, you said your dream or whatever was to go to, like, Ireland to see the Black Sands.
Yeah.
And I, like, didn't believe you, and I, like, I tried to roast you. And then I found out there is, like, a lot of Black Sands everywhere. And I ended up going to, like, the Black Sands of Maui, like, 2 months ago.
So I remember that. I remember the, I want to say it was the morning after or maybe the day after we recorded the last one. You were like, oh, yeah, there is some in Ireland.
I know. but when I was in Maui, I thought of you when I was on the Black Sands. Beach.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. And then I took a picture. And I think I sent it to you, right?
Yeah, I remember. Yes. That was pretty dope.
So, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been, you know, since the last episode, a lot of things have changed in comedy and my personal life. for the better. I've never been happier in my life. Even when I first started comedy and my marriage fell apart, I found, like, after I, you know, went through therapy and all that and got over it, I was at the happiest I could ever remember, you know, in my adult life. And now that supersedes that big time.
You're good now?
Definitely. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, I think most people are working to get better and do better, you know, in whatever aspects of their life. But I'm good, but, you know, I definitely have a lot more to go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's the same.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm very grateful that I'm not in the position I was a year ago. It's man, it's so cool that we're recording a year to the day. That's pretty cool. But, yeah, it's like, a year ago, I was, you know, I was drinking. I was, you know, having troubles everywhere. No job. You know, living comedy show to comedy show. So yeah, things are a lot better. It's the girls are a lot better. I recently tried DMT for the first time, and you know that. That experience was, I don't want to say life-changing, because I feel like when you say life-changing, a lot about you changes. But the DMT, it was more like life-healing, because after all the patterns, after all the colors, you know, after my mind came back from another dimension, the only thing that I could focus on, you know, regardless of what people were asking me, they're like, hey, how do you feel? And the only thing I could focus on was, like, how much bullshit I trip on. Like, in my mind, all I could think about was like, you have not mastered humility. Calm the fuck down. Chill out. Like, that's, you know, it was just in my head, like, you know, tripping over traffic, tripping over a comic, you know, canceling on you, or, you know, like running, like little things that I waste energy on. I was just focused on like, man, I can use that energy somewhere else, you know, like make some money, or, you know, it was pretty cool. So yeah, things have been pretty great. I don't know, I guess like how the world sees it, they see it as a drug. They see it as, you know, kids just getting crazy, going crazy or whatever, but I don't know. I love history. There's a lot of history with that and what it's done and shamans and all that. So I'm very open to psychedelics, and it just from like my own personal therapy and being prescribed every single antidepressant that you could think of, and then none of that really helping me, and then finding shrooms and then that helping me. That was years ago, you know, back when I was still married and stuff. But like that, you know, that because of that, I feel stronger. I think if you're going through some shit and you're not thinking about hurting people or hurting yourself, and you know, those pills ain't working, therapy ain't working, psychologists ain't working or whatever, you just don't feel like you're getting any progress, then I would definitely advocate for that.
It's okay.
Man, I felt like that convo was going good. Damn, I'm sorry.
I know, it was like going so deep, and then like, I don't know what happened.
My screen locked. I mean, it dimmed down or whatever.
I was just going to say, like, after like my dad dying, like, I thought about it. I'm like, should I go to therapy? But I just feel like I'm not the person to be in therapy. Like, yeah.
Well, how come? Like, do you think you're just not the type to sit there and tell a stranger everything, or?
Yeah. I don't care for that. I'd rather just, you know, deal with it.
Yeah, I get that. For me, like, I've always been someone that, how do I put it? I guess utilizes his resources or whatever. Like, you know, my mom, she, her intuition is like, you know, I mean, you know, mothers know best, all that. But like, I go to her for, I mean, almost anything, really. Relationship advice, or, you know, career advice, comedy, negotiations, things like that. And whenever it comes to things that, you know, I want to work shit out or whatever, like things that I'm going through, I tend not to go to my family because they already know me. And for example, my mom, she, of course, no one's going to have my best interest better than her, right? But at the same time, because she's my mother, she's going to point out everything I'm fucking up on. Like, and give, and instead of giving me like a neutral by, or like a neutral point of view, it's gonna be, you know, like one-sided, you know what I mean? Like, and for me, like, I feel comfortable with I don't go to male therapists, I only go to female therapists, because it's sexist, because I feel like a dude is gonna be a dude and just be like, man, come on, man, stop being a bitch. You know, and like a female therapist, a woman's gonna, I feel like it's gonna be more understanding, more empathetic.
I have some questions for you.
Okay.
From some people that replied to the Instagram post.
Cool.
What is your favorite cheese?
Favorite cheese, hands down, ricotta.
Yeah. Why?
I just think that in general, cheese makes everything better, but ricotta has a certain aroma and flavor to it that, you know, it's cheese, but for me personally, it has a little bit of like a savory after. And I enjoy it, you know, from being a hardcore keto diet a few years ago and losing all that weight. I use cheese a lot of the times to make up for my fats and my meals. And it kind of just stuck with me. You know, I started using different cheeses and mixing them and shit. And I don't know, just ricotta just stuck. I just, even though I don't do keto hardcore like I used to, ricotta's still there, you know? It's weird.
I like feta cheese.
Ooh, feta cheese. That's another good one.
Yeah.
I put feta cheese on my pizzas.
Here's another question. If he could be any animal, what would it be and why?
Any animal. A killer whale.
Why?
I just feel like they're probably, I mean, they're just, to me, they're just so like, they're just so majestic. And I remember seeing that documentary about SeaWorld and all that, and it really, like, I was like, man, I'm glad I never went there. And you know, they're mammals, and I just, even though all whales kind of have that same tone, I think it's like so amazing. Like, it would either have to be a whale or like an eagle or falcon, just because of the freedom that they have. The whale probably not so much, you know, because they're stuck in the ocean, but I mean, we know so little about the ocean. Like, imagine how much they know, you know, how much they travel. And I just think it's badass. Like, they're mammals in the sea. And I've always loved open bodies of water. The last time I was on a boat in the ocean was in San Francisco. And it was a huge-ass boat that was taking us from the bay to Alcatraz Island. And that short little trip crossing the bay, I remember thinking, I want to be a captain. I want a boat. I need to be on the water. Everybody was getting seasick, and I was just like, "What's y'all's problem? Man, this is amazing." You know, like, I don't know. I love the water. I love being. I'm a Cancer. You know, I love it.
Do you remember that movie Free Willy?
Yeah, I didn't want to reference it, but yeah. When he's underneath Willie, and, yeah, you're free.
And then the big Willie comes over him.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, did you ever see the episode of The Simpsons where it squishes him?
No. Oh, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
No way.
Yeah.
Was it like, did your parents see it like at South Park? Like how, yeah. Kids, how, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
And kind of funny.
And I think, like, if I was to be an animal, I think I would be an eagle. I think flying is pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you ever seen any of those videos where they attach a GoPro? Like, there's this one video they attached some dude attached a GoPro to his falcon.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah.
Man, like, imagine that. Like, I just feel like going to the top of that mountain real quick. You just go.
I think I know the intro song now.
You know the intro song? Oh, for this podcast?
Fly Like an Eagle. I think it's like Lenny Kravitz or something.
That is Lenny Kravitz. It's, yeah, I think it's Born in America.
Born in America.
I think. Yeah. I'm not too big of a Kravitz fan, but I think that's the name of the song.
Okay. There's this new follower.
I put the settings to auto lock, never. So
that's okay.
And then the last one, you had just said you picked a song, so I think it cut off at a good time.
Fly Like an Eagle?
Yeah, because I think we had just finished talking about that, and then you were about to say a new follower, so.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, so there's this new follower on Bombtastic. It's called LSTG_the label. You should follow them. But anyways, they have a question for you.
Okay.
Name three things you need before going on stage.
Ooh, man, I love these. What was their name again? The account?
Lost Society Entertainment, the label. LSTG_the label on Instagram.
Lost Society the label. Thank you for asking the podcast this question. I really enjoy answering questions about like comedy, especially when it's specific to how I go about it. So three things that are key now that today, well, let me tell you this. Yeah, so 270 days alcohol free. So prior to that, my pre-show routine involved alcohol and a couple other things, but now, like nowadays, it's a lot healthier. Before a show, like the day of a show, I make an effort to get sleep the night before, because I really don't sleep throughout the week. I'm probably averaging like 3 to 4 hours, but the night before a show, I make sure to at least get 5. I have to exercise, and I want to say the last 6 weeks, every show I'm taking this supplement that I've seen Joe Rogan sell. It's called Alpha Brain, and I find it really, really beneficial. It really does like keep you focused, and you know, everything that they talk about on the ads and stuff. But for me, yeah, it's like I've gotten to a point now where like I know my set, I know what jokes I'm gonna say, but I don't know what order I'm gonna say them, and that depends on how I feel right before I go up. And then like I'm at a point in my career now where like I feel comfortable enough to where I know I'm gonna at least deliver you know, some laughs. I'm not at that point where it's like, oh my god, I hope I don't bomb. No, I'm more like I know I have a lot of work to do, but I feel way more comfortable now. Like I have stronger stage legs. And you know, the three things is that, you know, just sleep, exercise, and that Alpha Brain. Like I like to get my endorphins going. And then right before the show, whenever I'm driving to a show, 10 minutes, whenever the GPS says I'm 10 minutes from the venue, that's when I put instrumentals on and I try to freestyle. I suck at it. I am not a rapper. I'm not a freestyler. I don't, you know, but I do it, and it sounds horrible, but I do it because I riff a lot on stage, and it's a good mental practice, like just to coming up with things on the fly, you know, that rhyme, and just trying to make it sound witty and trying to make it sound clever. So I know you said three, but those are a couple things.
You don't smoke weed before?
No. I like to smoke weed after a show. I really want to give these paying customers a show, you know, give them 90 minutes to forget about their bills and shit. And, if I'm high, I mean, I've done it. I'm good to go if I'm high. It's not that I'm not going to be a good performer, but you know, it does make you a little slower, you know, and then I get the munchies, and then I gotta eat. And it's like, nah, I'm ready to go. I'm clear minded. I'm sober. Let's do this. Let's work.
When you get the munchies, what do you like to eat?
Oh man, so it's lately it's been a lot of keto cookies because of my diabetes, and keto cookies, and I've been eating a lot of roasted almonds and peanuts and walnuts, and I put it all in a cup and I sprinkle ricotta on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But then again, there's those nights where, you know, it's been a day, it's been a hell of a day, been a hell of a week, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this, I want a big ass burger and fries and Coke Zero, and I go and get that.
Where do you get it?
Lately I've been going to Sonic. I love that the bacon cheeseburger toaster they have, and they have sugar-free option flavor for your drinks. So they have, I get Sprite Zero and sugar-free black cherry, and it's the greatest thing that God has ever created, so I have to go get it.
There's another question.
Okay.
And you could probably guess who this is. Does the hairline match the carpet?
Oh my god, fuck you, Ivan.
I know,
you know, man, like
Give him a shout out.
Shout out, Ivan. He just confirmed with me, my boy Ivan, who's just confirmed with me that he will be my official sound engineer, videographer, photographer for the first leg of the No Sabo tour that we start next week on my birthday. So shout out, Ivan. And and yes, yeah, they actually do match, you asshole. I'm just funny. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that because, you know, it's like it's thinning up here, but I don't want it to.
This is from a guy. He's named Arash, and he wants to know, what was your most recent realization while you were high?
Oh, man, we talked about it at the beginning. My recent DMT trip, well, my first one, I did one again this past Saturday, which wasn't as, I don't know, enriching or whatever, like, to your soul. But, yeah, like, I just, you know, it calmed me down, you know, like, it brought a sense of clarity and, you know, like, realization, like an ego killer, you know, like it, you know, we ain't shit, relationships ain't shit, comedy ain't shit, fucking these kids ain't shit, this house ain't shit, like nothing is, like all these material things, all these things that we all worry about and post about and all that, like it's like, man, just calm down, chill out, and just be nice to everyone, like it's, and then good things should follow, you know. Or at least that's how I feel. And I feel like when I have these type of experiences with psychedelics, like, for the most part, they stick, you know. I'm not the same person I was yesterday, a year ago, whatever. And definitely, like, these things are helping me big time.
Yeah, that's good. I feel the same. Like, I don't care about, like, material things.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, you know, like, shit, I like to, you know, I work hard, so, you know, I like to get me a nice pair of Air Maxes, we went and got my daughter some new clothes. I like doing those things because, you know, we get to do it together, my daughters and I, we go shopping or we go out to eat or something like that, but, and I understand money makes the world go around, we need it, right? Like, you needed to go to come to Vegas and Cali later this year, I needed to go on the road next week, I get that, but yeah, like, it's not, you know, it's not the world, like how rappers money over bitches or how, like, these capitalists, you know, it's just, we need it, I need it, I'm gonna get it, but, you know, even though I don't have those Air Maxes, everything's gonna be okay. Three little birds.
If you can smell one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh my God. Awesome question. Whoever asked that, thank you. If I could smell one thing for the rest of my life, it's the first thing you smell when you walk into a Home Depot, whatever the fuck that is. Wood and just machines. And I never had a job as a kid or in high school. I would play sports, but the job that I did have was working with my dad, and he installed floors for 40 years. And, that was it. Walking into Home Depot, already, you know, it just brings back memories. Like, man, me and my dad about to start a gig. I'm gonna go demolition this floor. He's gonna lay the new one, and we're gonna get paid and go home. Like, that's what it brings back a lot of memories.
I think it just smells of, like, wood, oil, and metal.
It smells like the '90s to me.
The '90s.
Yeah, because that's when I was working a lot with my dad.
Aww. I tried working with my dad, but I didn't know what to do. So,
what did your dad do?
He's the carpenter, or he was. I just rode. I rode the dirt bike around.
Man, that's so crazy how a lot of things we have in common.
Yeah.
That's an awesome question.
Yeah, that's from Kelly, one of my good friends.
Shout out, Kelly.
Kelly. Okay, close your eyes, Texas Shekel.
My eyes are closed.
And imagine your dream woman.
Half Canadian, half British. No, I'm just playing.
What does she look like?
You know, for me personally, I get it. You know, like women, y'all like to get dolled up. It's, you know, I get it. I see my daughters doing it already. But for me, I've always appreciated like the natural beauty when a woman like feels confident enough not to wear makeup, and it works. 'Cause sometimes I don't. I'm sorry. I mean, hey, there's ugly men too, but I appreciate that. I like that. I like my ideal woman would not be posting like every day thirst traps and shit. To be honest, I was talking to some chick not too long ago, and the one thing that I really liked about her is that she hated social media. Like, she didn't like being on it. She only had, I think, an Instagram for like or a Twitter, I think, for like news, 'cause she didn't like reading like CNN and shit like that. So, and to me, like, that, I don't know, it was just so attractive to me, like, because I know I'm on social media a lot because I have to be, you know. Like, no one's gonna post my shit. No one's gonna network for me. No one's gonna manage all these accounts that I manage. So, you know, that, and I mean, I'm not picky on looks, like physical attributes or anything like that. I'm an ass man for sure. Like, I don't care about breast size or anything like that. But I mean, at the end of the day, now at the point I'm at in my life right now, I don't party anymore. I don't, 'cause I don't drink. I don't, you know, I'm not, when I was drinking, man, that was the real gateway drug, because once I got that buzz, once I got tipsy, I didn't give a fuck. Yeah, let's have fun. I was living in the moment, YOLO all day. And now it's more about, I just want to make people laugh, cut the check, and I just want to go home and watch a movie with you, watch or, you know, laugh or give you a massage or leave you alone if it's been a long day. You know, I'm at a point now where I just want to chill. I turned 21 when I was 16. I did all that. And you know, it's my, I don't have like a picture of an ideal woman. It's more about like who she is, really.
Oh, okay, so she's like flat with a big butt. Okay, we get it. So what is she into?
History, video games, has a sense of humor, of course. And at the end of the day, I hope, well, I don't want to say that that's what I'm looking for, because it's not a deal breaker, but it is definitely, well, I mean, it has, I guess it would have to be a deal breaker, but I hope whoever I find is like, you know, ends up loving my daughters either as much or more. Preferably more than me, but you know, that's a big thing, that the four kids that I have isn't, she doesn't see it as baggage or extra kids, or if she has kids, you know what I mean? Like, just
Yeah.
they're mine, and you don't have to worry about them. I got them, you know, just let's worry about us. And yeah.
Do you think you would be a different person if you had like boys instead of girls?
I think so, because the way I am with my nephews, you know, like, I'm trying, you know, like, now, especially now that they're men now, you know, I talk shit to them, and like, you know, I'll punch them in the chest, and I'll be like, man, hit, you know, I'll just like, you know, like, I just when my older brother, you know, stopped playing with toys and everything, that kind of hit me hard, because I was still a little kid and he was my best friend. And I missed a lot of that big brother time, because he chose to leave and all that. So I kind of like, I feel like I would be that big brother to my son if I ever have
And
one.
so, like, how many siblings do you have?
I have an older brother, an older sister, and a younger sister.
Okay, because I'm like in the middle of two brothers, so
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what a like having a sister is like. So
Yeah.
yeah,
It's
so
more, it's
I was brought up tough.
that's what's up. You see, and that's, yeah, like, that's cool to me. Like, I think, I mean, nowadays women need that more than ever, you know. And I'm not even talking about Roe v. Wade. I'm talking about just, bad to say. I hate saying that because I have daughters, but it is, you know.
What is the most important thing to you right now?
The most important thing is getting my life back together. Last year was extremely hard for me, And I'm halfway into this year and things are looking good, but I'm just trying to get my life back together to where the stresses of last year aren't lingering anymore.
It's a lot different than before.
I appreciate that. The alcohol, I'm telling you, it was a demon for sure. Mm-hmm. I couldn't control it. I know some people can, and that's real cool. But for me, I just never.
Yeah.
I didn't know when to stop.
You're on the right path.
Thank you. I hope so.
So, can you play any musical instruments?
No, and I hate that I can't. Because I love music.
I can't either. But like, if you were able to play one, what would you play?
The one that I have attempted many times, where I actually bought one and sat there and practiced, and I know like a chord or two, but it's a guitar. I've always wanted to wield an axe.
Yeah.
I've always thought that was so cool.
What do you think I would want to play?
Man, honestly, I see you. I see you as a pianist.
Really?
Yeah, like a symphony and just playing Beethoven, fucking, you know, like for real. You have that elegance of just. I don't know. I can't see you rocking out on the drums.
Okay, so I was going to say a banjo and a flute, but
that's cool too. Hey, banjos are dope. Banjos, yeah.
I have a banjo in my room.
You know how to play?
No.
No. That's badass. It's decoration. No,
the only thing I wanted that, like, after my dad died, I'm like, I'm gonna take his banjo. Is that okay? And my brothers were like, yeah, it's okay. I think I would want to just try out the banjo, and I don't know why a flute. Like a flute, I just find like a flute is so cool.
I think flutes are cool because of Zelda and the Ocarina of Time.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Zelda is? Oh my god!
Is that the dragon? No, that's Spyro the dragon.
Your video game listeners right now are sending you YouTube links as we speak.
I still haven't continued watching Peaky Blinders yet. Like, I'm still on episode 4. Where are you at? Are you finished?
Yes.
Oh no, don't tell me anything.
Oh my god, you're gonna love it.
Will I?
I think so. If you like the first 5 seasons.
Okay.
It's not like
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was just gonna say it's not like how Game of Thrones ended.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like that at all.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So any good shows you're into right now?
No, that one got my attention, and I saw that Iron Chef is on there on Netflix now, so I started watching that. And I've always enjoyed watching cooking shows, mm-hmm. and I really like the chairman, how his antics and shit is just, it makes great TV. I wish I could cook good enough to be on there.
Every time I watch a cooking show, I get so hungry though.
Yeah, I get ideas. That's why I watch it. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's
you get ideas, but you get like super hungry.
Yeah, and I watch it high too. So,
do you like eat while you watch it?
Yeah, I have my little peanut cheese mix, or I have been the keto cookies, or like a keto ice cream. Hmm. It sucks. Everything healthy is way more expensive than the fat shit.
Yeah,
but
that's true. Do you listen to any podcasts?
Of course I listen to yours.
Really?
I have.
Which and, one?
I was listening to one with Dave Jokes. Shout out. And then I know he's a cowboy hater. and I found these Marvel podcasts recently. They're very well written. They're like off stories from the comic books, and there's just one. They have two out right now with Wolverine, and I mean, you know, you would think that listening to it is like, you're kind of losing some of the magic with Marvel with the visuals not being there, but man, the writing, the production of it, the, you know, the actors, the way they they, you know, they act like these superheroes. It's just it's very good. I really like it. So
it's like what it's like reading a comic, but you're listening to it.
Exactly. Exactly like that. And I'm telling you, the production, how they piece it together and how they edit it and everything, it's just, it's great. You know, they got the money to do it, obviously, but it's just, it's very well put together.
I went to the House of Comedy recently to see Steve McGowan, but like he had someone perform. His name is Dino Archie, and you can find him on Dino the Beloved on Instagram. But I found out that he has a podcast too with his friend, and his friend's Instagram is No Champagne Poppy, and it's called it's called Strictly Beloved. And there's a few podcasts that I was really into, but they haven't posted for a while, and I've been wanting to like get into like more podcasts. And then like I found out about Strictly Beloved, and I'm really into it. You should check it out. But this Strictly Beloved, they're actually like they're from Vancouver, which is pretty cool.
Nice. That's pretty dope.
And there's also some podcasts that you should listen to. So Strictly Beloved, and then Ask the Fellas, Chicano-ish, What Can Go Wrong podcast. Mindless Digital, but you said you listened to it, and it's funny you'd say that podcast.
Oh, I think I've seen you've had some of these on, right? Or all of them?
I think I've had all of them. I don't know. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I'll check them out.
So
I think I'm getting back into the podcast world little by little.
I'm like really into it. Like, I don't want to listen to music all the time. I don't know, whatever. But
that's what got me back into it. That's what got me, like, I just, you know, I was listening to same songs, same old school songs, because the new stuff doesn't really hit that hard to me.
Yeah.
Anything, any classic rock. Growing up, my dad always listened to that. All his Ticket Stubs, he loved rock and roll. And then I remember later on, in the last few years of his life, he grew a big he loved Imagine Dragons. And that's one of the things I regret. He really wanted to go to the concert, and I had a chance to take him. I didn't. But the one song that always takes me back to the original MTV days, when I would watch it as a kid with my uncle, is Guns N' Roses, Don't You Cry Tonight. Don't you cry tonight, I still love you, baby. And then Slash comes out, and he's on the edge of the cliff, just that song right there. That's to me, that's 1992, like me back in that old house as a little kid.
Oh, I was a baby.
I was too. I was born 88, but I still remember that.
Oh. I'll have to, like, Google it.
I'll send it to you.
Or you could just sing it to me.
I don't know the whole song. You don't want me singing that. I know my strengths and my weaknesses. I love karaoke, though. My go-to karaoke's, go-to karaoke's got to be Bruno Mars. Backstreet Boys, Hoobastank, Weezer. Those are like my go-to. Linkin Park.
Oh, it's like all 90s, right?
That was kind of like old school shit. Yeah. I like that. I like old school stuff.
If you had a restaurant, what would you serve and what would be the name?
I would serve, it would definitely be Mexican inspired. And I've actually thought about this.
I would call it A Taste of Diego. I know, right?
And I'm scared to ask, but what would you serve?
It would be, I love tacos. I would definitely open up a taco shop. Tacos de Diego.
Tacos de Diego.
No, you know what? Chuckle and taco. Tacos and chuckle. No, chuckle and tacos. Yes.
Have a chuckle and eat. Or, no, wait.
Let's That's a good catchphrase.
Have a chuckle and eat it.
There you go. That could be the end of the commercial. And don't forget, have a chuckle and eat it. But yeah, I've actually thought about that.
Like, would you give, while they like walk out, like what would you hand them? Would you give them a fortune cookie? Would you give them a mint or like a chocolate mint? What would you give them?
A printed flyer to my next comedy show.
Yeah, you would.
Yes. Hell yeah. This past Sunday at my new venue, I went to the hotels across the street. I went to the Hooters. I went everywhere around that hotel. I mean, around that venue, Paso.
What is the most embarrassing thing that happened to you on stage?
Oh, my God. This happened like 23 days into not drinking. So, little quick backstory. When I used to drink, before I even got to the comedy club, I already had a six-pack because I would drink three tall boys. I always bought four. I would drink one while I got ready and showered. I would chug one right before, and then I would chug one on the way to the venue. When I parked, I would chug the third one. The fourth one was there for the ride home. And then when I would get on by the, and then I would get to the show early, right? Before the show even starts, I'm already eight more beers in. So like by the time I hit the stage, I was already like a 12 pack in. So 23 days into not drinking, I was having trouble. Like it was like my third show, I think, since not drinking. And I was having trouble finding that way to like, you know, calm down. And because the butterflies are always there. And somebody handed me a weed pen. And I was like, fuck it. So I took two big ass rips literally right before my name was called. And during my set, the comics before me, all three had bombed. My host had bombed, and the two comics before me had bombed. And the crowd was just tight, man. This crowd, they thought this was a TED talk or some shit. I don't know. But I went up there and I started losing my set. I started forgetting my shit, right? And then like my mouth started getting so dried from hitting the weed pen, and I was getting high on stage. Like the high just kept going up, and I kept forgetting my shit. But then my mouth was so dry that both of my lips, my top lip and my bottom lip, got caught at the top of my gums. So I'm just, so I'm just like, they're stuck, right? And I'm just showing teeth. And then I'm watching the video. And then like for like 7 seconds, I stop completely talking, completely moving. And I'm staring at the carpet and I'm just trying to unstuck my lips by like moving my mouth, just like I'm just like, oh, and then these are the longest 7 seconds I have ever fucking experienced, because I realize what I'm doing. I look up and there's 50 people in the fucking red room in Hyenas, Fort Worth, and everybody's face is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then I'm like, you could hear the fucking toilets flush. And I'm just like, and then I see my headliner. She's going up behind me. Mama Michelle, shout out Mama Michelle. She is one of the funniest people alive right now. Older black woman, super hilarious. And I look at her face and she's just like, oof, honey. Like, oh my God, like poor you, poor baby. And I'm just like, and then I go into my dead dad jokes. And then that just fucking kills them even more. They're like, dude, get the fuck off stage. Oh, and God. Yeah, that was the worst bombing I've had in recent times. And that was last November.
Okay. If comedy didn't work out, what would your alternative be?
Coaching. I'd be at some high school yelling at kids, getting them better. If I had time, I'd coach right now. I think I had posted about it earlier this year that I was going to try, and I was trying to get a feel for like who would be down to, you know, let me do private lessons with their kids. But yeah, coaching for me, the last time I coached T-ball, I remember my first baseball coach. He's actually been to one of my, cause I love baseball, and he's been to one of my comedy shows. So these kids, I coach recreational. When you coach recreational, it's not select, cause that's the whole thing about select. You select your players, you select who you want to win with. Right. And recreational, you get whoever the fuck signs up. And man, these kids fucking sucked, man. Day one, all these fucking kids were sorry as fuck. Yes, but that's because they never played. But by the time the last game came around and I saw these little kids and the progress they made, I swear I never felt more proud, because I remember getting better as a kid. And like, hey, Coach Pavlin, and that shit just stuck with me. So yeah, I would definitely be coaching somewhere.
Okay. Most embarrassing. What's the most embarrassing song that you love?
Damn, that's an interesting question. Most embarrassing song. I love. What's her name? Man, I can't remember her name. She's British. Adele.
Adele, yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah, I really do love that song.
Is that the one or another one?
Well, all of her songs, because, you know, they're like all about like a man fucking her over or whatever. My brother used to listen to it. Now I know why. But I really used to like that song by J-Lo, Waiting for Tonight. Yeah. Yeah, I used to like that song a lot.
Would you rather be high on a sailing yacht or a roller coaster?
Easy. The yacht.
Roller coaster?
No, I mean, I don't. I used to be terrified of them, and I'll ride it now. But, you know, kind of touching back on what we talked about earlier, I need to be out in the water. I want to be out in the water. Yeah. I'm not gonna live in Texas the rest of my life. I know that.
Tell us about KNON Radio.
KNON 89.3 FM radio in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is a community-based radio. they've been around for decades. I did a show for one of the DJs. Well, I did a show, and then one of the radio DJs just happened to be DJing that show, and I was hosting this competition, and part of my hosting involved roasting everybody in the fucking room. And he hit me up. He's like, hey, man, I got this show on Mondays. I'd like you to be a part of it. And it turns out that he invited me to be a part of the highest rated show in DFW on Mondays from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And this past Monday, we had 208,000 listeners at the peak of the hour. And it's broadcasting for me is a newfound love, because I started comedy with the whole, you know, marriage falling apart and all that. And then we started Vato Chistoso's Radio back when I had the comedy group. And that shit just turned into a whole new, like, I love being on the mic. And it's a different beast, you know, from stand-up. You're doing a set. You're doing an act. When you're broadcasting, it's pure. It's genuine, you know. It's raw, you know. It's really who you are, and I love it. I love doing it. I don't think I'll ever stop that either.
What is next for Mr. Chuckle?
Next for Mr. Chuckle, I'm so glad you asked this, because I have a lot of projects coming out. I have a new business partner who actually is a very successful comedian that brought me under his wing when I was only 8 months into comedy. I'm four years and 4 months into it now. But the next week, I mean, the radio station, they're talking about giving me my own slot. Like, I'm gonna have my own FM radio show. I don't know when talks are still in for all that.
I'm starting my own podcast pretty soon. It's going to be a live podcast. This is all these things that I'm mentioning are with my business partner. His name's Flo Hernandez. He's been on Showtime, HBO, NBC, all that shit. And he has a very famous puppet on TikTok right now called Moonshine. And him and I, we got two beans in a pod coming out. So it's going to be like a bean pod, but our Mexican face is in it because we're two beaners. Get it? We got this project coming out. We're going to pitch it to TV stations. It's called Baked and Afraid, where we basically get super fucking high and, you know, go to haunted places and see what happens. That's in the works. I got this tour kicking off next week on my birthday, along with El Gordo Mamon. He's on TikTok. He has like, you know, 250,000 followers. Mycia from Puerto Rico, she's family. We got this tour kicking off. It's called the No Sabo Tour. That's kicking off South Texas tour. And then along with Flo, he's on that tour too, but we also have something we're starting that's called Chuckle and Flow. So Chuckle and Flow, it's kind of off of the movie Hustle and Flow. So Chuckle and Flow, I'm Texas Chuckle, he's Flow. And this is going to be a two-man show that we're going to tour the nation with. It's just going to be me doing 30, he does an hour. And, you know, there may be some cities where we throw a local guy on or a local female on. These projects, they're going to take a lot of time. And if we do it right, we're trying to gear up for 2023 to where, you know, these things are basically just another stream of income. And on top of all that, I have my own production company that I'm building. I mean, you've seen it, Texas Chuckle Productions. I have several different comedy series that I got going on. And this is basically my baby, because my dream is to leave this production company to my girls, to where someday when I'm not here, they're going to have to decide whether to sell it or to keep it going, because I'm building it to where it's going to be running itself. I have a 5-year plan. And, you know, like, it's just all of that's like comedy and performance wise. But yeah, those are all projects I'm working on right now. And I'm really excited for like all of them. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I will.
Where can we find you?
Thank you. Yeah, you can on all social media, Texas Chuckle, Snapchat, Twitter. I'm mostly on Instagram nowadays, just because I have the largest following on there. And, you know, and this industry, numbers are everything. So I'm trying to build that up. Texas Chuckle, everything, Facebook, Diego Morales, and Diego Morales on YouTube. I post a lot of, just so anybody listening, I don't post my bits because I don't feel that they're ready to be posted. Because once I post them, then I'm not going to use them anymore. And if you're going to my show, I want you to have a good time. So if I want you to have a good time, I got to use good material that's ready to go. So if you're looking for any of my comedy, I post a lot of crowd work and there's a few bits on there, but you should be able to see what type of comedian I am just from those videos.
Okay. We love you.
I love you too.
Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Thank you for this. Peace out, everybody.